FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Florida residents are evacuating from homes in low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast as forecasters now predict Idalia will hit the state as a major hurricane by Wednesday. From Tampa, 860 AM WGUL, The Answer News Director Roger Schulman says Idalia is bringing back memories of Hurricane Ian for several residents.
A lot of people know how bad it was in the Sanibel, Captiva, Fort Myers area, and they realize that we are going to have quite a storm surge. That is the wall of water that comes in, and that is very dangerous, and that's what caused a lot of the deaths during Hurricane Ian.
Ian hit the state almost a year ago. Tolls have been waived on highways out of the danger area, shelters open, and hotels prepared to take in evacuees. Also at townhall.com, there's been a no immediate ruling, but former President Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has made his argument to get the Georgia election case moved to federal court. Here's Ben Thomas.
Mark Meadows spent nearly 4 hours on the stand, maintaining his actions were all part of his job as White House Chief of Staff. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis used Georgia's racketeering law, alleging then-President Trump, Meadows, and 17 others participated in a wide-ranging conspiracy to keep Trump in power. Willis's team argued Meadows' actions were political in nature and not performed as part of his official duties. Meadows disputes that, testifying it was difficult to focus on the things the White House needed to be doing to wind down the presidency, with Trump consumed by claims of widespread election fraud. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks are higher as two economic reports suggest the economy is cooling enough for the Federal Reserve to pause hiking the interest rates. The Dow is up 212 points, the NASDAQ adding 213. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Current events are unfolding like it's right out of the Book of Revelations. From the threat of AI to genocide, wars, man-made bioplagues, everything prophesied in the Bible looks like it's happening now. After speaking to Christian leaders from all over the world, I believe the next step is a man-made crisis completely designed to take over our economic freedom. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, a Christian author and media analyst who breaks down current events to people just like you who are concerned about their future and the future of their families. I always tell my listeners and my people perish for lack of knowledge, is what the Bible says. You need knowledge about gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. That's the best option. To see why, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. I recommend you get their info kit. That's FAITH to 989898. And then you'll be armed with the information you need in order to have peace of mind and guide your affairs with great wisdom. God bless you.
On the international front, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has spoken out against alleged U.S.-led invasion plots as new military drills with Japan and South Korea get underway. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma with that story.
The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for his military to be constantly ready for combat to thwart plans to invade his country as the U.S., South Korea, and Japan hold a trilateral naval exercise to deal with the North's evolving nuclear threats. In a speech marking Navy Day, Kim accused the U.S. of conducting more frantic Navy duels with its allies and deploying strategic assets in waters around the Korean Peninsula. Kim also cited a recent U.S., South Korea, Japan summit where an agreement to boost defense cooperation was reached to counter the North's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Republicans appear unlikely to join House fiscal conservatives in demanding additional spending cuts for fiscal 2024. Bob Agnew reports.
Senate GOP leaders stood with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in the spring when he went toe-to-toe with and won concessions from President Biden over spending levels. Those same leaders are not looking to become embroiled in a new battle as some House conservatives demand even deeper cuts than agreed to back in May. Without Senate GOP support, any House bill will have to pass muster with the Senate's majority Democrats, a standoff that raises the prospect of a government shutdown if no deal could be achieved by the end of September. Bob Agnew reporting.
Representative Steve Scalise, the number two ranking House Republican, says he's been diagnosed with a form of blood cancer known as multiple myeloma. He's undergoing treatment.
He described the cancer as very treatable and said it was detected early. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
At 11 a.m. every Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday. Hard shell or soft shell tacos for $2 at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillip.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome all bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Former Racine School employee is charged with sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Justin Lozama worked as an event staff employee at Case High School. The victim told investigators that in May, she was sitting near a Racine hotel when Lozama invited her into his car. The victim claims that Lozama then sexually assaulted her in his home after smoking marijuana and dropped her off at the hotel. A criminal complaint mentions other incidents of sexual activity between the two. A Milwaukee man has been sentenced to prison for a crash with his young child and an assault rifle in the car.
22-year-old Ladarius Davis Hughes will serve 6 years in state prison and 12 months in the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center. He pleaded guilty last month to charges including second-degree recklessly endangering safety and child neglect for the April 2022 crash on I-43 in Milwaukee, in which he flipped his car with his 4-year-old son inside. Davis Hughes ran from the crash scene while a police officer was looking after the boy. Police found a loaded AK-47 assault rifle in the car and no child booster seat. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two off-duty Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies rescue a family from drowning in Lake Michigan. Sheriff's office says deputies Kelsey Schwuko and Christopher Bischoff saw two children struggling to swim in the lake off Simmons Island in Kenosha Sunday afternoon. After the children's mother saw them drowning, she ran into the water to try to save her children but couldn't reach them. That's when the deputies went into action, battling 3 to 4 foot waves and rip currents to bring the children to shore, then returning to bring the mother in from the waters. Everyone involved was observed at area hospitals and is expected to fully recover. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
A proposal in the Wisconsin legislature would aid victims of gun violence. The bill introduced by Fitchburg Representative Jimmy Anderson, Milwaukee Senator Lena Taylor would add a 0.5% tax to gun purchases in the state. That would pay for a fund administered by the State Department of Justice for victims of gun violence. And a Milwaukee bar says the drinks are on the house when the New York Jets lose. Jack's American Pub says the new promotion is a way to get more business at the bar during games when the Packers aren't playing. How it works is you must start a new drink tab 15 minutes before the Jets game and watch the entire game with them. If the Jets lose, your tab is paid for. The deal only applies when former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers is starting the game for the Jets. In addition, top shelf alcohol is excluded from the offer. And the deal is off when the Packers and Jets are playing the same time. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Cecil Frank Bishop, age 84 years, was reunited with the love of his life, Bertha May Bishop, on August 23rd in Phillips. Cecil is survived by his daughters and their families, Michelle Kelly and Ida Kinsley. Survived also by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, by his sister, Yvonne Rusk, and by many nieces and nephews and their extended families. There will be no formal service, but a potluck end of life is being planned on Saturday, September 2nd, noon to 4, with food, drink, music, cards, and memories at 4191N Slattery Road in Winter. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cecil Frank Bishop, 84. Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95, a longtime resident of Iron River and Ashland, passed away peacefully at his home while surrounded by his loving family. He is survived by his children, Dwayne Fox, by Anna Fox, by Forrest Fox, Gary Fox, Gail Fox Anderson, Cindy Martino Vaughn, along with 13 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his sister, Edna Bunnell, and Barbara Bauer, by his brother, Harvey Thomas Fox, and by his sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation held at the Roberts Funeral Home located in Ashland, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, August 29th. A graveside and military honor will begin 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 30th at the Iron River Cemetery. The Roberts Funeral Home of Ashland is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95. Wayne Morose of Morosestead, Wisconsin, age 67, passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on August 23rd. Wayne is survived by his loving wife of 39 years, Janice Morose, by their son, Michael Morose of Sherwood, by his six siblings, Ron Morose, Jerry Skins Morose, Dennis Grubby Morose, by Nancy Wolfel, by Rick Morose, and by Judy Hyde. Survived also by his brothers and sisters-in-law, along with numerous nieces, nephews, grandnephews, grandnieces, cousins, and friends. A celebration of life will be held at the Lazy Ace Saloon, Manitouish, Wisconsin, the afternoon of September 10th, beginning at 1 p.m. It will be an informal, open house-style event held in the concert tent. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Wayne Morose, age 67. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I should not use a chatbot to write my wedding vows.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
My life coach has a terrible life.
Find your mattress at the Actually Really Seriously Best Sale of the Year for Real at Mattress Firm. Get a Sleepy's mattress and adjustable base for only $499.99, our lowest price ever, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow. Or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information. The second full moon of the month of August here is happening tomorrow night. The exact time it occurs is at 8:37 p.m. Central Daylight Time. There'll be a lot of hype about it because it is a blue moon by definition, and it's also going to be a super blue moon. That's the hype, because the moon in its orbit around the Earth is not a perfect circle. It's more elliptical, so at times the moon is closer to the Earth than at other times. And over the next 2-3 months, it is somewhat closer to the Earth by a small amount. So it might appear, I guess, 8% bigger. I'm not sure we'll notice it so much with our eyesight. And it will also be 15% brighter than the average full moon. So that is significant. Our next blue moon will occur in May of 2026. There's a major fish feeding period happening 10:15 this morning till 12:15 this afternoon. The minor is 4:30 till 5:30 later on this afternoon. That waxing gibbous moon will be rising this evening at 7:30 and then setting tomorrow morning after 5 o'clock. The sun rose this morning in Park Falls at 6:18. It sets this evening at 7:48. Weather-wise, following some morning fog, we'll have sun, scattered clouds this afternoon, looking for a high to top out at around 73. Our winds are going to be from the west, becoming northwesterly at around 5 to 15 miles an hour, but could be up to 20 for the afternoon as they become more northwesterly. And then tonight, sky's clear. It's pretty cool tonight, dropping down to about 43. Could have patchy fog. Winds diminish. It's sunny on Wednesday with scattered afternoon clouds. We'll see a high at 72. Winds are light out of the northeast to east direction, becoming southwesterly later in the day. And then Thursday is sunny with our high back up to 75. South winds increase to 10 to 18 miles an hour. It's a bit breezy, but warmer for Friday and the weekend, with daytime highs on Friday getting back up into the 80 range. And Saturday's highs were in the 80s. Sunday's high could be closer to 90. Same thing for Labor Day. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended, or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure adventure at renaissancefest.com.
At 11 a.m. every Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday. Hard shell or soft shell tacos for $2 at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
The Pike Lake Chain Firefighters invite you out for their 43rd annual Fun Day Celebration. It's Sunday, September 3rd. This celebration is filled with food, raffles, games for the kids and the adults that begin at 12 noon. Some raffle items include a paddleboard, $500 meat certificate, an iPad, a 6-foot Northwood-style wooden sofa, a chainsaw, $250 gas certificates, St. Croix rod and reel, electric bike, and much, much more. And there's the $1,000 cash drawing. That's at 6 p.m. We'll see you at Pike Lake Chain Firefighters Fun Day, Sunday, September 3rd, located at the Fire Hall on Fire Lane 144 west of Minocqua and east of Fifield in the Pike Lake area. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 69. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 41. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Friday. Another look at the short range, a high of 69 this afternoon. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 66.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair starting Saturday, September 2nd at 9 a.m. with a fun day of softball, fair exhibits, a historical museum, noon to 6 p.m. It's the corn roast, kitty rides, and raffles along with great concessions. All your favorite beverages, quarter bingo, and at 3 p.m. join in on the frozen t-shirt contest for all ages. At noon, take in the horse pull, and at 4:30 p.m. it's big money bingo. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park in beautiful Glidden, Wisconsin.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, the Houston Astros put up double digits for the second straight game, this time at the expense of the Boston Red Sox.
Jose Altuve homered to complete the cycle as the Astros blasted the Red Sox 13-5. Altuve finished 4-for-6 with 4 runs scored and slugged a 2-run homer in the 8th inning after hitting a go-ahead 2-run triple to make it 5-4 in Houston's 6-run 6th inning.
I think that's our hardest thing to do, obviously, and first time in 10 years for the Astros. So I'm really, really happy. Yeah, that's a good night for the team and for me. It's good to do it when you're winning, too.
Jordan Alvarez had a 3-run homer and 4 RBIs. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
Other American League winners included the New York Yankees, Baltimore, Minnesota, and Seattle. In the National League, winners were Milwaukee, San Diego, Atlanta, San Francisco, and the LA Dodgers. This is SRN Sports. Sticking with baseball, in interleague play last night, winners included Philadelphia, Texas, Toronto, and Pittsburgh. NFL news, Patrick Mahomes is a 2-time NFL MVP and a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. He was the unanimous choice by the Associated Press of the top spot among quarterbacks. Meanwhile, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was a near unanimous choice by the AP for the top spot among head coaches, receiving 8 of 9 first place votes. In tennis, Coco Gauff has come back to win her first round match at the U.S. Open after losing the first set. Gauff came through a 30-point 25-plus minute game to begin the second set and wound up beating Laura Siegemund 3-6, 6-2, 6-4. And in soccer, leading officials within the Spanish Football Federation have asked suspended President Luis Rubiales to resign because of his behavior at the Women's World Cup. This is SRN Sports. The Brewers ran their win streak to 9 games, knocking off the Cubs 6-2 in their series opener at Wrigley Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Christian Yelich led off the game with a home run, and the Brewers put 4 runs on the board in the first, never looking back. Wade Miley, 6 strong innings for the win.
Puts a certain pressure on them. When you come out in the first inning and drop a 4 spot, I wish I could have had a clean one right there, but still, it's 4-1 going into the second inning. We're hitting again. It just puts you in a pretty good spot.
Manager Craig Counsell said Miley was sharp.
You know, Wade's sharp games are lots of strikes, and I thought his changeup maybe made a comeback tonight as pitch that he's been wanting to get going, and I thought he got that pitch going really well tonight. That pitch makes his cutter better. So then you see the ground balls, the shortstop on the cutter, you know, or the changeup.
Mark Canha also clubbed a 2-run homer in that 4-run first inning. Ian Happ and Patrick Wisdom going deep for the Cubs. Corbin Burns will take on Justin Steele in Game 2 of the series tonight. Packers have to trim their roster to 53 players by 3 p.m. this afternoon. They started yesterday with a surprise move, releasing veteran puncher Pat O'Donnell. Football Badgers open their season on Saturday against Buffalo at Camp Randall. It's the Badger coaching debut for Luke Fickell. He said he can feel the excitement already.
It's an exciting time. I'm kind of excited, too, to actually get to Saturday. We're not ready that – not saying we're trying to push the whole week by, but just to feel the buzz, you know, to be in the stadium, to, you know, all the things that you think you remember from the times of playing here and to the first time of really playing here and recognizing some of those things. I know for me, that's one of those things that's on my list.
After a pair of wins to start the season, the Badger women's volleyball team moved up to number 1 in the American Volleyball Coaches Association poll. Badger's first challenge as the new number 1 comes tomorrow night at number 21, Arkansas. Midwest League off on Monday. Action resumes tonight. Wisconsin opens a series at Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Office.
Taking a look at a couple local sports notes. High school football from this past weekend. 11-man football from Friday night at Hurley, topping Ashland 28-14. It was Spooner falling to Hayward. Hayward wins it 14-0. Tomahawk edges Lakeland 7-0. And the Medford 11-man team beating Onalaska 52-35. 8-man action you heard right here. Shawamigan at home. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. They fall to Siren 65-14. Phillips wins on the road at Frederick 56-22. Flambeau tops Mellon 58-16. And the Luck 8-man team, they win over Winter Birchwood 50-12. The Logger varsity volleyball team, they traveled to Marathon for the Marathon Invitational this past Saturday. The Loggers competed against several quality teams, finishing second out of the 8. In pool play, the Loggers won 2-0 over both Spencer and Three Lakes, and then Stratford got them. But then after the pool play, Phillips came through as a 2-seed. They beat a 1-seed Fall Creek, and then they met Stratford again. Tough match. Lost 27-29 and 16-25 to finish second in that tournament. Assists, Casey Egerbrecht led the way with 96 assists. Allie Williams with 11. On attack kills, it was Matea Eckert with 56. Brooke Ecker with 34, Ileana Winter with 20. The service aces, Brooke with 10 and Ileana with 4. And then Diggs, Lily Miller had 34. Logger varsity volleyball will play at Northland Pines Quad Tuesday. The Shawamigan volleyball team will have a home meet against Drummond Tuesday tomorrow. JV 5:30, varsity to follow. And there's JV football action tonight as Phillips also in action for JV tonight. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Ready?
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call about a gig. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number 2 was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time at Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me a rat out of the blue. I was just thinking about you. I was just thinking about you.
Hey, I just gotta say, I heard your song the other day. And put a smile on my face when I started reminiscing.
Online at 98QCountry.com.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number 2, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move, but I just can't wait no more. Can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before. Got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're seeking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul-saving, my favorite flavor, won't it never
your college major, twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't sit a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Tim McGraw, standing room only. So this Idaho restaurant that has put together the world's longest Philly cheesesteak sandwich, they didn't really, 722.8 feet long. All it is when you see it is a bunch of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches end to end. So I'm going to guess, because a cheesesteak sandwich might be about a foot long, probably less, a little bit. They've got over 700 Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, like, stacked next to each other end to end. And it's not really a cheesesteak sandwich. It's a bunch of them. And that doesn't count as far as the Guinness World Book of Records. It doesn't count in my mind either when you see it. Too bad. So sad. Jelly Roll's coming up. Phil Vassar, Lainey Wilson, and more.
At 11 a.m. every Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday. Hard shell or soft shell tacos for $2 at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
Panasia Oino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-step carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite lunch and meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oino Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what-ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Okay, outdoor summer cocktail party fit check. I've got a hot pink and orange bodycon dress paired with vintage sneakers. It'll definitely attract attention, but not from mosquitoes, because I'm wearing it with Off Clean Feel for 8 gorgeous hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. So I can sip, socialize, and flirt out there in the wild with absolutely unshakable confidence. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 69. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 41. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Friday. Another look at the short range. A high of 69 this afternoon. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 67.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98 Q Country.
Never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new.
Country.com.
sour my funny face. Makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it. Promise I'll fix it. Long about a million other things. Finally, okay, it's so nice. It's just another day in paradise where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, two hearts, one dream. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night, ooh, for just another day in paradise. Friday, you're late. I guess we'll never make our dinner date. At the restaurant, you start to cry. Maybe we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room. Make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and Daddy, me and my teddy. Call me to sleep in between.
Wilson, Watermelon Moonshine. All right, today is the 29th of August. 2 days left after today. Tomorrow is a blue supermoon day. Today, though, let's talk about today, the 29th. It's Tuesday. It's According to Hoyle Day. I used to have one of those books. I've moved so many times. I bet it's packed away, but it comes in handy occasionally. It tells you how to play games, According to Hoyle. Now, today is also More Herbs or Herbs and Less Salt Day. It is also National Whiskey Sour Day. I've never had one. I don't think I'm going to. I'm alcohol free. Now, all right. Hopefully I'm alcohol free from now on. We'll see. Coming up, Zach Brown Band, George Burge, Blake Shelton, and more right here.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives.